Hello, and welcome if you're joining here for the first time, and welcome back to my many audience friends to Veteran Talk. I'm your veteran host, Priscilla Jones, and I'm guessing you've got notified by the VA in some form about getting your appointment to vaccinate, because it's all about those quote-unquote shots in the arms of the people, the herd immunity, to slow down the spread of the COVID-19 virus. Well, I have some interesting facts you need to be aware of before making the appointment. Let's get to it. If you are enrolled and receiving health care services from your local VA medical center, you are eligible to receive free vaccinations from your VA health care site. It is also has been extended to your VA caregiver for those who are under the special care from the VA caregivers program. For the availability and access that they are providing, its inclusivity to be matched by the president's 2 million shots in arms goal. I think it's great that our veteran population have access to one or more of the leading pharmaceutical company vaccines. I just hope that with allotment comes availability. The VA does, or I should say, have had scheduling problems in its past existence. But I think that there are enough vaccines to go around to every veteran and families if they want to receive it. Now, in light of what's going on with the Johnson & Johnson's vaccine contamination spectacle, the CDC has issued an authorization to hospitals, clinics, and the like to continue using the Johnson & Johnson one-shot vaccine, with the addition to stipulate to the public that it is a risk in using that product. Now, that's crazy. In my opinion, Johnson & Johnson should stop production of all their vaccinations, perform mandatory cleaning, testing, and further analysis to ensure that the public are getting a clean, healthy dosage that would not require the death of another person. Mm-mm. Now, I know that the availability and the convenience of having just one shot dosage is pleasant to anyone who does not want to keep coming back for another booster. Trust me, I'm one of those people. I would love to have one shot and never come back to you. But what is it worth to you if you died from one shot as opposed to surviving with two shots? Let's not gamble with anyone's life, particularly the veteran's life. For those of you who want to get the vaccination, it's important for you to know which ones you're getting. The VA has authorized Moderna and Pfizer to be the companies to distribute the vaccinations to every veteran at VA clinics and hospital medical centers. So with that, you have to come back for your second appointment after making the first initial appointment for the first shot. For me personally, I'm not getting any shot anytime soon from anyone. I may be the most eligible because of my lung situation that I spoke about in my previous segment, that I need to have lung surgery, and the exposure rate is a little more higher for me. I don't want to risk it for my life's sake, but I would not discourage anyone who wants to take it because of various circumstantial reasoning. If you notice, in most cases, if you want to receive your vaccination, you get this passport card that gives you like total access to other places such as restaurants, movie theaters, traveling on a plane, and visiting clinics or relatives. Several colleges are even requiring students to be vaccinated before entering the fall semester. So wherever you decide, make sure that you know the risk involved and how it will benefit you in the long term. Most veterans have received a text message in relation to making an appointment at your local VA site. I received one just not too long ago. So now that you know which vaccination you're going to get, it's up to you whether to make the appointment or not. No one's pressuring you. No one's making you. It's all voluntary. They will not give you another notification. Hence, you only receive one notification. So far, in all my news feeds, I haven't heard a single negative thing about a veteran receiving a vaccination, and as a result of that, he or she were either hospitalized or taking the vaccination, or their vaccine resulted in death. I have not heard of anything to that matter. So, in all things fair, you be the judge. whether it's good for you, whether it will be a benefit to you or not. Hopefully this pandemic, I'm starting to feel my breath now, will be a thing of the past. But if you want my honest opinion, and I know you do, this COVID-19 is here to stay. Think about it. The flu was here since approximately 1913. And during that moment, when they got it all under control, the medical community was requiring everyone to get a flu shot every year till this day. Speed up to today, now the flu shot is an option. You don't have to take it if you don't want to, but it's recommended. Ebola is still around. Pneumonia, the pneumococcal virus that it stems from, is still around. Legionnaire's disease virus is still around. You may not hear about these things in the often worldwide situation like we just had at this pandemic, but it exists today. Every now and then, if you pay attention to the news on a regular basis, you might hear these cases reemerging. So that's why I believe very strongly that this virus is not going away. It will be with us until we die. Yeah. We have pandemics that happen for a reason. And it's to let us know that we need to have a higher power in our life today and faith to believe something stronger and more potent can help us to eradicate the fear that we are under siege with. Be extremely careful that doctors don't misdiagnose your health when the time of flu season comes. They try to classify everyone as having COVID-19, subjecting you to the COVID-19 test and getting the vaccination shot. Well, I don't know how long the virus is going to impact our lives, but let us all be prepared to do what's necessary and what's right to look out for each other and to look out for ourselves. I'm going to leave a link below. It's the VA. It's from the VA. It's www.va.gov. And that's it for today's assessment. Thank you so much for stopping by Veterans Talk. And don't forget to subscribe. And if you can, please support this broadcast. Enjoy your life.